CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
Pope Francis has left Rome to begin his visit to Canada, aimed at reconciliation with Indigenous people for the Catholic Church's role in residential schools. After touching down in Edmonton, the Pope will make his first significant stop later today, the former Irminiskin Indian Residential School in the community of Maskwacis in Alberta. When Pope Francis delivers his expected apology to survivors of Catholic-run residential schools, a team of translators will be making sure no words are lost for those listening. Francis speaks Spanish, so what he says will be translated into English before members of that team interpret it into a dozen Indigenous languages. Web links for each language will then be available for people to listen in real time. Russian officials insist that an airstrike on the port of Odessa, Ukraine, hit only military targets. The attack came less than a day after Russia and Ukraine signed an agreement on resuming grain shipments from Odessa and other Black Sea ports. A spokesperson for the Russian Defense Ministry says its missiles destroyed a docked Ukrainian warship and a warehouse containing missiles. A Ukrainian military spokesperson said no grain storage facilities were hit in the strike. Advocates are calling for Canada to commit $1.2 billion to a global organization fighting AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. The head of a group working to end extreme poverty says they hope the government will use an upcoming international AIDS conference in Montreal to make the pledge. But they say they're worried Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's commitment will fall short. Elise Legault, Canada's director at One Campaign, says the investment could help save 20 million lives. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays will be looking to sweep the Boston Red Sox today when the rivals play their third game in as many days at Fenway Park. Toronto won Friday's opener 28-5 and took yesterday's game 4-1. Right-hander Ross Stripling will be pitching for Toronto today, while the Red Sox will have right-hander Brian Bellow on the hill. The Jays open a six-game homestand on Tuesday. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who have had to deal with a rash of COVID-19 infections following a July 16 CFL contest in Wolfville, Nova Scotia, will be trying to focus on football today when they host the 2-2 Toronto Argos at Mosaic Stadium. The Rough Riders are 4-2 and looking to move into second place in the West with a win. The Argos beat the Riders 30-24 in the touchdown Atlantic game. Brooke Henderson of Smiths Falls, Ontario, will be aiming to win her second major title. She takes a two-stroke lead into the final round of the Evian Championship in France. Henderson missed a three-foot putt for birdie on the par 5 18th yesterday and had to settle for a 3-under 68 that left her at 17-under par. Cloudy today with a chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorm, high 27. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers, low 15. Cloudy, we could see some more rain tomorrow, a high of 20, and on Tuesday, sunny skies, a high of 25 degrees.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.